This is Dr. Yo. Welcome to Respecting the Future. Your host is Levin Chuck Wilson, better known as Chuck. He's committed his body of work to serving individuals, families, and communities. As a social worker, he's taken the oath to be a change agent. This is the season 3 episode, Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. It's all about looking for the truth while getting to know yourself, moving the needles and mountains in your life. So, let's talk to Chuck.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can't live again. Then you ought to hear this.
We've got some guests in the studio today. We've got Robin and we've got Matt. Matt is back with us again. So, Chuck, this season we've been talking about being intentional, strengthening something unnatural, and also defining love and intimacy. So this session, we're going to talk about deal and a plan with our guests. So help us to basically apply this to a relationship.
Well, first of all, thanks, Dr. Yo, and our guests, Robin and Matt. Let me first give some context to a deal and a plan. And one of our podcasts, we ended the podcast by talking about having a document for your plan of action, your plan of love, your plan of intimacy, putting it in writing, you know, making it intentional. You're right. We've been talking about a lot of different things. When you talk about making a deal and a plan, it's just like purchasing a car, purchasing a home. The first thing you do is you have a plan. You look for what you want, right? You look for that car, you look for that house, that purse, that piece of clothing. You start to visualize, you start to think about what's important. Why does it make me feel that way? What is it going to do for me? Where is it going to put me at? And mentally, where's it gonna put me at image-wise? Just not think about all these types of things. Well, when it comes to a person, when it comes to your mate, when it comes to being intimate with someone, you have to be just as intentional as which we've talked about in previous podcasts. But you have to have a plan. And when you have a plan, it must have a deal with it. Meaning that plan means, hey, if you guys, when you meet that girl, you see that woman, when you see that person that you're interested in, you start to look and say, wow, I love that person's hair. Wow, this, that, and the other. You start to imagine and start to see yourself in the future. You start to see yourself with this person holding their hand. You start to see this person with their hand on your leg and all these things. You start to visualize all for you guys that are romantic. Now, some of y'all don't, you know, you may not know anything about this, but for you, for the true romantics out there, you start to look at this like, visualizing, what can I do? How are we going to look in the future? Well, you're starting to formulate a plan in your head. Then the next thing is just how do I implement that plan? Well, once you have the plan, you start implementing the plan, now you start making a deal. Now you start saying, you know what? Now this is what I have to do to sustain the plan. So having a plan means the introduction. Having the deal means that we are going to sustain. And we got some guessing orders. I got Matt. Matt is about 24 years old. And then we have Robin. Robin has some wisdom and some knowledge that and a perspective that we may not have. So I invited some people to our audience and into the studio today to give us a different perspective on a deal and a plan. For me, a plan and a deal means one to organize your thoughts and say, you know, this is the plan. This is where we want to go. This is where I want to go. Then you collaborate with that person and find out what they want, right? And then it becomes a collaborative effort. You start to think about, okay, this is where we're shaping our lives from a financial perspective, from a spiritual perspective, from a physical perspective, from an intimate perspective, from a romance perspective, and any other perspective that I may not be mentioning. You start to shape the relationship around those things. That's being intimate. That's building your relationship and getting to know that person. That's the plan. Now, you have to move from that to say, how do I sustain this? How do I maintain this for a lifetime? I recommend writing it down. When I say, in one of the podcasts, I say, have a document. If you don't have a document, I don't really believe you. Because guess what? Our cars have documents attached to it. Our bank, anything that's important to us has a document attached to it. If it's our bank account, if it's our mortgage, if it's our rent, if it's our student loans, if it's being enrolled in school, if you got a contract on a job, your HR information, everything about you that's important has a document. If you, my suggestion is to, as you move from plan to deal, have a working document, meaning that talk about it, have a courageous conversation, allow, give that plan and the deal life by communicating. Matt, what's your idea? What's your thoughts on this?
I completely agree with you. I believe that relationships should be focused around sustainability and having a plan of action and how you want to move forward with this other person. A lot of things happen in the beginning of relationships where you got to sort of iron out some of the details and iron out some of the little quirks in a relationship. Like, can you deal with it? Is this worth it? And am I spending my time wisely? And I completely agree. Everything important in life has a document to it, or some form of paperwork. I remember last season or the first season, you were talking about keeping a journal. Because that is one important thing, your story, how you want to be remembered, and looking back and seeing your decisions and thought processes beforehand. I believe that in a relationship, make a relationship journal. I don't have one. I might make one now, but think about the sustainability and have a plan that coincides with your partners, because it's not all about you. It's a team effort.
Absolutely, absolutely. So here's a 24-year-old. And so, you know, a lot of times we get questions, Dr. Yeo, on what do the millennials think about this? And what does this group think about this? What does this population think about? I think it has nothing to do with age. I think it has to do with what's inside of you. How do you feel? What do you think? What do you want? Robin, let's hear from you.
I think it's great to have a plan, but I'm at a different point in my life. So you always have to go back and reevaluate the plan and sit down with that significant other and say, let's look at where we are now. What season are we in our life and where are we going? And does this plan still work for us?
So did you always have that thought pattern, though?
No. I developed that as I got older. I mean, because you learn in a relationship that it's not about you. You know, we go into a relationship and say, I want, I need. But it, at the end of the day, it really is about that other person. What do I do to make them happy? What are their likes or dislikes? What can I do that will make them happy? Something that I wouldn't normally do. I'm not spontaneous, but because my partner is spontaneous, I have to try to put that into my life.
And what you basically what you're saying, you are saying that having a plan does equal to a deal. The deal is being sustainable. That's basically what the deal is. The deal is saying, what is the extended plan? What is the thing that what will fuel our plan? That's what this deal is. What can we put in right? And the reason why, I know it sounds like a something very formal, but I just feel like in communication, in a relationship, if it's not in writing, you're not thinking about it. You don't, when you put it in writing, you have something, you have a point of reference. It's like a book, your favorite book, your favorite author. You can go back and read this chapter and say, you know what, let me go back and get a refresher on this. School. Your textbook, sometimes you may save a textbook and say, you know what, this textbook right here really gave me some nuggets. Let me go back and revisit that through my career. It's for Christians, you have the Bible and you're feeling down, you're feeling out, down and out, and you need some inspiration and you read Psalms and you have points of reference. Why can't we do that in relationships? Why can't we have that document to say, you know what, let me see what my deal is, what my commitment is. That's what the deal is. It really is a commitment. You just put it in writing so you can say, you know what? I did commit to this. And Robin, you said it so eloquently. You said you revisit your plan. And I think that's what that's a big part of the deal.
So I still have to ask a question of Robin. So when you first starting a new relationship, did you guys set a plan in place, or did you kind of just go through the motions? Love, and it's a new relationship. You got married, you had kids. Was there a pivotal time where something happened where you had to put a plan and put an assessment as to where you are, who you are?
I think in the beginning of our relationship, we were young. I mean, college, young, no kids. So we just did whatever. There was no plan. But once you settle down and you have that document to say, we're husband and wife, we have a family, we have to build upon that. We have to think about the future, the legacy of our children. Where do we want to be 5 years from now, 10 years or 15 years? Where are we going in this relationship? And again, you have to revisit that often.
And it's those intentional events that a lot of us don't do. We really don't. We kind of just go through the motions immediately. We court each other. It's like, yeah, you know, trophy husband, trophy wife, trophy girlfriend, trophy boyfriend looks good. But then we find ourselves a year or two or three later thinking, you know, where did we go wrong? No longer is this person opening up the doors for me. No longer is this person getting up and making breakfast or whatever the case may be. So that intentional activity is important. But I just want to ask Matt, though, the younger generation, he's what, like almost 30 years younger. And just to see if this is important to him or his millennial, you know, group.
I'd have to say that when I began the relationship that I'm in 2 years ago, it was out of spontaneity, and then very quickly we sat down and had a discussion about what each of our goals were, what direction we wanted this relationship to go in, and the extent that we saw ourselves committing to the relationship and what each of our individual goals were and if that would match up. Turns out they did, because we both want to be healthy. We both want to continue onward with school. We both have goals that are similar and compatible with each other. I'm very lucky with Cherie. She is an absolute magnificent partner, and I try to show that to her every day, making very intentional and what I believe to be thoughtful decisions. Always saying good morning, checking in on her in the middle of the day, just saying hey, sending a picture every once in a while, trying to think up some cute ideas like, hey, we gonna go out tonight, and she doesn't know about it. But just the little things and the details, I believe, will help anyone, not just a man or a woman, but anybody trying to not just impress, but really build a lasting relationship with somebody else. It's always in the details.
Absolutely. And it has to be two. It has to be on both sides. It can't just be the man. It just can't be the woman. It has to be a collaboration. It has to be a collaborative effort to get up every day. We talked about this in our last podcast, to be intentional with your daily activities of love and intimacy with your partner. If you find that your partner is the last thought of the day for you, you need to change that. If you find that your partner is the last thought after you've been beat up at work, things didn't go right at the bank, things are not going right in the bills, things are not going right in school, things are not going, and you didn't give any thought to your partner until after all of that, guess what? You've given them the leftovers. And that creates a moment. So I believe that you have to, in your plan and in your deal, say, you know what? I don't care what the circumstances are. Today, right now, this day, I don't care what it is I'm facing today, I am going to make that significant other person in my life a priority. I'm going to create a space that brings peace and joy and happiness, that speaks their language. Know your partner's language. If you don't know your partner's language, you can, just doing it from your perspective may not hit the mark. It may not hit the mark. Just because you open the doors, guys, that might not be enough. She might need some flowers. She might need lunch. She might need something else. But, and women, say what you need. Talk about it. Because, you know, you try to read the minds. A lot of times women will hear, figure it out. Think about it. Use your imagination. Well, and then you figure out, well, he's not trying. Well, some guys don't have imagination. But guess what? Direct communication always works, because if you speak directly to someone and able to share with them what your needs are, and then they refuse to give you what you need, then you have to look at, is this a sustainable situation? Is this something that I want to stay in? Is this the person for me? Or you find yourself strengthening that unnatural muscle to say, you know, I just want this person for whatever reason. Then you find yourself, as Robin would say, 10, 5, 10, 15 years, 20 years down the road, and you figure out, wow, when you start to do your assessment, what do you have? Well, you just have an existence. You don't have romance. You just have an existence. You don't have intimacy. You just have an existence. You don't have a plan. You just have existence. You don't have a deal. When you don't have that plan and a deal, what happens is you find yourself reflecting on something that you never had, you thought you should have. Then you start to resent the moment. And once you start to resent the moment, once you start to look at things from that perspective, then the game changes, and then unhappiness, the depression, the crying, the tears, and the loneliness, because you're saying, you know what? I've wasted all my time, and I haven't communicated. That wasn't part of the deal. You didn't make it part of the deal. You didn't make it part of your expectation. Make a plan and a deal part of your rule, part of your what you need in the relationship, and say it, put it out there. Whether it's not, communicate it. If you can't talk it out, text it out. If you can't text it out, write it out. Send an email. Send smoke signals. Whatever you need to do, and the person that's receiving it, respond to it. Because when you don't respond, it sends a different type of message. Don't be so busy. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about every listener. Never put things, people, places, activities, career before intimacy and love. That's my solution.
Great solution. However, I've got a question here. You know, you talk about, you know, women say what you want, say what you need. However, we can't always be saying A, B, C, D, E, F, G. The partner has to, in some sense, think about. They've got to also use that muscle and say, I know she likes this. I know she likes that. Just like Matt's saying, you know, during the day, he may send her a message, send her something, because he's basically listened. So I don't think, though, that a woman has to tell everything.
Yeah, but that's not what I said. I said,
so that tell me
it,
what
does
you
not,
said.
It does not have to be verbal. It could be nonverbal.
Okay.
So nonverbals and verbals, it's speech. So I didn't say it's about words. It's about actions more so than anything. So, and I'm saying it's a collaborative effort. It's a two-way street. If a person provides an action, does an action or whatever, but there's no reciprocation on that, verbally or non-verbally, that's when the challenge comes in. So it doesn't matter whether a person, because some people are not expressive people verbally. That's okay. But actions, you're either going to express it in your what you do, or you're going to express it in your words. One or the other is going to happen. When it doesn't happen, that's when the courageous conversations need to come in. That's when you need to go back and reflect on the deal, and if you have one. If you don't have one, that's where you need to start. Matt, what do you think about that?
I completely agree. If you don't have a plan, take that time out. Not weird or awkward or anything, just sit down and say, hey, this is what I want from a relationship. What about you? And if they don't want to talk about it, I'd say don't press it and wait for another opportunity or come up with a different game plan.
Robin?
I agree with everyone. I think it's important to have a plan in everything that you do, whether it's your relationship, your finances, and everything, and have it with that partner. Because those are crucial. I mean, if you don't have those conversations, your relationship will end.
Right. Or you may be in a relationship, you know, 40 years, and you look at each other and you really don't know one another.
Right. And you say, why am I here?
Exactly. Right. But I must say, though, I am so impressed with you, Matt. The fact that at your tender age of 24, you're actually sitting down having a conversation. I'm impressed. I have a 23-year-old daughter, so I'm hoping that when she gets to that point to be in a relationship, she'll listen to this podcast, listen to what we're saying, and have those courageous conversations and be intentional about the relationship. Be intentional about intimacy, love. So, Chuck, wrap it up for us?
You know, my wrap up today, Dr. Yeo, and thank you so much, Matt and Robin, is to get to know your person, your partner, your lover, your boo, your whatever you call them today. Know them today. Be intentional with them today. Love them with a smile, whether it's verbal or nonverbal. Send them a nice message. Do something intentional every day. When you wake up in the morning and before you go to bed, do something intentional for your partner.
Glad you joined in our conversation. And I hope that this episode will help you make the choice decisions that respects your future. Subscribe and follow Respecting the Future podcast on Podomatic, iTunes, and Player FM. You can also reach out to Chuck via email at leven2, that's L-E-V-E-N, the number 2, at me.com. Be sure to get your digital or hard copy of Chuck's book, The Truth About the Facts. It's coming out November 24th, Black Friday. We want to say thank you to our engineer, Sam Walton, our videographer, Indio Prato. Until then, it's all about moving the needles and mountains in your life.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.